This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Hamaveh v'ahevet. Ask the Gemara, my maveh. What does maveh mean? It's a strange word. What does it mean? Rav omar maveh ze adam u'shmuel ze Hashem. We have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether maveh is adam hamazik or it's Shem. Rav omar maveh ze adam dichtiv. Rav says it's maveh is adam. Why? Because it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says omar shomer ato boiker v'gam lailo. Im tevayun bayu. The shomer says, who's the shomer? Morning and nightfall are coming. What does that mean? Sorry? What is Rashi here? Yeah. Good times and bad times are coming. In Tevayun Bayu, if you want to be mispadal, then be mispadal. You must ask. You see that Tvilo is a human thing. And you've got to be. You see that the term for Tvilo used here is Bayu. Ushmuel omar maveh ze Hashem. Dichtiv eich nachpasu esov nivu matzpunov. How Esov has been sought out, his hidden places have been searched. Maya mashma, what does that imply? Kim de metargim Rav Yosef. As Rav Yosef explained the Tirgum, ichdin is balish Esov. How Esov has been sought, iskelin matmurohi, his hidden things have been revealed. So the Targum of Nivu is revealed. Says Rashi, Omar Shomer, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato Boike Geula LaTzadikim. The morning comes, that's Geula for the Tzadikim. V'gam Laila Choshech L'Rishoyim. Im Tashuvu B'Tshuvu T'Vakshu Mechila Bayu. If you want to do tshuva and to be mispalel for mechila, then do so. Alma ba'odom k'siv bayu. So you see that the word bayu is written by Odom. Igloyin tirgumu shel nivoy. Alma nivoy loshen gilui. Igloyin is the targum of nivoy. So you see nivoy is loshen gilui. Hilkach oma mave ze ashen, the mave loshen mugulehu. You see that mave is shen because mave means mugule. Tahayinu shen shepa omi mugule or fa omi mechuse. Sometimes it's mugule, sometimes it's mechuse. Why? It's the second time Rashi said something like that, isn't it? The Golol as well. Yeah, and here you see that it's Gilui. Here you see that it's on Loshen Gilui. There it was Golol, which was rolling, a rolling effect. Here it's on revealing, and he says, Pa'omi Megule, Pa'omi Mechuse. Why does Rashi say that again? There's a Netziv in the Shiltas on Bedikas Chometz who shows that Chippus, to search, that when the Torah uses Chippus, he goes on to a whole thing to show that it means to search several times over and over again. And he wants to say that the whole thing of this type of Gilui also comes in from the Loshon of it's hidden things being revealed. That sometimes it's hidden, sometimes it's revealed. There is both hiding and revealing. Why is that so important? Because the Rashi is explaining why Maveh should be used for Shein. If we're using Shein all the time, why does the Mishnah use the word Maveh if it means Shein? Right through the time we're using Loshen Shein. So use Shein in the Mishnah as well. Why such? If it's Odom HaMazik, okay, so it uses a unique term. But for Shein, we use Shein all the way through. Other Mishnahs, other Brises all the time are using the word Shein. Why does our Mishnah use the word Maveh if it means Shein? Says, explains Rashi, because Shein could mean Meshicha. The tooth is used also for biting, and biting is a tool of caring. And therefore, from the Loshon Mave shows us it's that kind of Shein which is sometimes revealed and sometimes covered. When an animal bites, the teeth are revealed. When he eats, it's a movement of revealing and covering up. So it's that type of Shein which is a combination of, which is not just when the tooth is revealed, but when the tooth is involved in that type of activity which involves both revealing and being covered up, sometimes Megula, sometimes Mechuse. That's the Shein we're talking about. That's what Mave means. What Shein is that? That's the Shein of eating, not the Shein of Neshichel. That's how the Metziv wants to learn it. There's a very beautiful Ma'asho on this limit. He quotes a lot of psukim which I haven't looked up, but at least let's go through it and we'll get some kind of appreciation of these psukim. Says the Ma'asho, my mave rabam was a odom dichtivim tevayun v'chuli. Ha'maymer azay oimer darsheni. This maymer needs understanding. V'chim yishum dichtiv boyu gabi odom kori lehochel odom gabi nezikin mave. Just because the term bayu is used for tefillah by an odom, is that a reason to go and call to go and use the term mave for nezikin? What a funny thing. V'chein lishmul mishum dichtiv loshun nivu shehu gilui gabi shein kari le mave. Because there's some obscure posuk somewhere that uses the word nive as far as Shein is concerned, is that a reason to use it by nezikin? And why does it change the name that is specified to it? Odom Shein, why doesn't it say Odom Shein? It changes from the obvious Odom Shein, and it gives it a name which is so distant, so far, so hard to understand. And it's explained in the following way. Tragedy in the world is divided into four sections. Vahim Gimel, for the first three are Dever, Vechere, Verav. Dever is war. Dever is how do they translate Dever? Pestilence. What does pestilence mean?
Disease.
Illness. Would illness be Dever? I suppose so. Plague, illness. Infection. Cherev is war, Rav, famine. Shinizkiru b'mokom echad. Those three are mentioned together before Onius. Ezu l'cherev, ezu l'rav, ezu l'dever. There's a pasuk that classifies those three together. Uve'elu yesh rachme shemaya liyas sori l'folit. And in these three areas, there's rachme shemaya that they don't totally wipe out. When there's war, or there's dever, or there's rav, people survived. Some survive, and some die. Aval alkulo puronus habo b'chemo. But on top of all of those, there's a tragedy which comes with Ribbono Shel Olam's anger. Be'esh she'ose kilayin gomer. That's esh which is total destruction. V'alze omar lulei Hashem tzvoko is hoise lonu sorid kimat kisdoim. That's where the pasuk says that were not for Hashem who left us a little bit of a leftover, we would have been like Sodom. What was so special about Sodom? Kisdoim didim be'esh. Sodom was destroyed with fire. V'naase Kolo Gomur, and it was completely destroyed. So there's nothing left over, and we praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for not using Eish and sparing us a little bit. They ask there, there's a Mizmor Le'Osof, there's a tragic Tehillah which talks about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and why, ask the Gemara, is it called Mizmor, the song of Asaf? Why a song? Kino Mibayele. It should be a Kino of Asaf, not a Mizmor. Uka Omar, Ela Shoma Shira, Al Shikilo Hashem, Chamos, Wal Itzim, Vavonim, Vizigon, Osorid. And the Gemara answers, no, he was singing praise that Hashem brought his wrath on stones and wood and left us as leftovers. Shinem, as it says, Bayatzes Eish B'tziyun. Hashem lit a fire on Zion. He lit the Beis Hamikdash on fire, and he left us in Golus, but he didn't destroy us with fire. Behind that is Lulei Hashem Barach Mavshikula Chamos Al Itzim Ba'avonim Bo Yisalom Nosori Dufolit Hayinu Chas V'Sholom Kolim Kimat Kisdoim. Were it not that the Ribbono Shel Olam vented his wrath on the wood and the stones and used fire there, had he used the fire on us, we would have been totally destroyed like Sodom. And that's hinted at the mission at the beginning of the Masechta, the Choshiv Dalad Ovis Nezikin B'dinei Odom. that mentions the four types of nezikin in Dini Odom, kedim yu in arba obis nezikin uforonis de bedina shemaya, similar or parallel to the four obis nezikin of shemayim. Shoyr hu dimyun leniske rav. Shoyr is parallel to famine because he eats up the produce. Kemoshikos v'rav tvuos b'kach shoyr leniske shein v'regel shenichduchu b'shoyr hem mamish on nezek hatvuo. And shein and regel both destroy produce. U'boyr hu remez lemitas hadever. And boyr is like dever, like ill disease. Kemoshikos v'nivshaltim yirdei boyr chiyisonim yirdei boyr. Where we see that David HaMelech, in talking about illness, talks about it and as a parallel, or uses the image of being put into a pit. V'harbei kamoyu, and many like it. Are there any tissues close by? Let me just stretch behind there. Thanks. Thank you very much, Dan. And Mave, which according to one is Odom, that's the Kach of Esav. Which Odom? That's Odom Amazik, that's Esav. Al Shem Edom Kamoshkosov, Eten Edom Tartechov, Chain Lamar, Niske Shein, Uremez Niske Cherev, Koychoshele Esav, and Shein also, the tooth also represents the sword, which is compared to the Nezek, which is also Esav. Shneemar Boy, Al Harbuchotichu, you will live by the sword. So both according to the Mandoma that it's Shein and the Mandoma that it's Cherev, that it's Odom, says the Marshal, there's an implication that it's connected to the Kerach of Esav, to a distractedness. And that's why they both bring psukim that are written about Esav. That's the important part of this sugis, is the Marshal, that both of these psukim revolve around the Kerach of Esav. That perik in Tanakh is introduced by a calling from Seir, which is the power of Edom. And the Novi is saying, if you want to be saved from the Kerach of Esav, you should be mispalel with the Kerach of Tefillah, and it uses the word Bayun. That the way to come clear of Esav is through the coal, through Bayun. And that's why Odom is Mave. What does Mave mean? Now, how will we translate Mave?
The Davenant.
Not the Davenant. Mave. Not Boye. The one who causes you to Daven. That's Esav. Esav is the one who makes us Daven. Right? Okay, right. Now it starts making sense. And according to the other one, Shein is the Kach of Esav. Shinim shal the Chazir Ayad and Kach of Bishinov. Esav is compared to the wild pigs, whose power in the Shinaim. Shalzeh Rimes b'Daniel b'Marechai Revius, and Daniel refers to Esav in the fourth vision of the animals. Ochlo Medakir Soro Beraglo Rofsu Dahainu Shetiye Kach Al Kol Umis Lecho Lechalus B'Shineo. Esav's power is to consume all the other nations with its teeth. But with Yisrael, who is called Sheiris, it will not have the power to destroy with its teeth, not from its teeth, from the place where it doesn't chew the cud. The Chaz's semen trefus is that it doesn't chew the cud. So that there's a negative in that. That's not the power of Esav that's going to get Am Yisrael. And as Yekechal Yisrael Beraglo, that's a She'iro Beraglo, and it's She'iris Yisrael is not going to be affected by Esav's Shein, but by Esav's Regel. The rest of the nations of the world, Esav is going to destroy with its Shein, but Am Yisrael is going to be destroyed with its Regel. Rav Samokim Shishlo Simataro Shuma Freses Parso. he's going to use its foot, the place where it has the simen Tyro. That is, that they have not been given the power of Israel to be eaten with their shinayim. V'alzeh ma'is yehocha kro degabi Esav nivu matzpunov dahinu niglu shinov. And that's again by Esav, it's nivu matzpunov, its hidden things are discovered, are revealed. That's its shinayim. Its hidden things are shinayim, are revealed. Shelo yeloim bab kach legabi Yisrael. They are revealed and Yisrael will be protected from those shinayim. Then comes hever, which is esh. Hakoshim ikulam shemechale hakul. Ba'ken kro hever, and that's why esh is called hever. Shemechale umevayr kol dovam min ha'ilam, because esh destroys everything in the world; it leaves nothing. Hashem yisborak yishmereilu midalat puronus eile. Hashem yisborak save us from these four puronus. This Ma'asho needs a deep analysis, and maybe when we do the Gemara the second time we'll go into the Ma'asho carefully. Meanwhile, I just want to show you that there's a lot of it's not Stam the Posuk here with the Loshon Mave and Mave is Odom and Mave is Shein, but there's a lot of Kabbalah involved in the whole thing, and that's the basis of it. Ask the Gemara, Rav my time Eloyomar Kishmuel. Why does Rav not say like Shmuel that this is Shein? Omar Chomiktani Nive? Doesn't say Nive. If it was Shein, it should say it was eaten, it was consumed. Shmuel, my time, Eloyah, my Rav. So why doesn't Shmuel say like Rav? Omar Chomiktani Boye? It doesn't say Boye, it says Mave. It causes you to become an Odom, not to be mispalel, to become human. Not that it's the human who's doing the damage. Esav is not the one who's referred to as the human. Esav is making Israel become human. So it's the Nizak who is the human, not the Mazik. Michdi Kroy, Likamardaki, says the Gemara, if you look at it carefully, you'll see the Psukim don't go either like the one nor like the other. So we've got to ask the Kasha again, Rav my time, Eloyah, my Kishmuel. We'll have to analyze what the Gemara's having in this whole thing. Why even go through the whole process? Answer the Gemara. So it's not because of the Loshon of the Psukim that they might be true. The word Maveh could, in relationship to Esav, Maveh could be either, in other words, what we're saying is that Maveh means Cheref. And Cheref could be Odom HaMazik, or Cheref could be Shein. There's place for both of them. And the Psukim, the Gabi Esav, that imply both Shein and Cheref. But the reason that Rav doesn't say like Shmuel, what brings them to say that? The Gemara is always style is always like that. By process of elimination, the Gemara always does that. When there are two things that are equally strong, the question is, there's not something which brings you to say your way as much as eliminated. In other words, you could say A, B, or C, and they're equal. So your reason for saying is established, but your reason applies to more than one. Comes the question, so why have you opted for the one particular? That must be done by process of elimination, because the others have been eliminated. Well, that we've said already, that Maveh means that Maveh is related to Esav. That in that whole Ma'asho we've said. Good, but one has to come onto that. That's why the Ma'asho brings it in. One has to come onto that. That Maveh, there's a common principle. What motivates them to come onto this whole thing is to use Psukim by Esav. That they've got to do. Once you've got to use Psukim by Esav, but they're two Psukim, and they're both equally strong, both grammatically incorrect, but from a Drush point of view, both equally convincing. Why do you opt for one and not the other? Answers the Gemara, Rav, my time, Eloh, my Kishmul, Tana, Shor, v'chol mili de Shor. Rav says, because the Mishnah is talking about Shor, about the Nezikin of Shor. And therefore he opts to say that, to see this as an aspect of the Nezek of Shor, not as a different Nezek altogether. Ushmuel nami yatana le Shor, and Shmuel also, the Gemara said Shor, so surely it's got to continue with the other Nezikin of Shor. Om Rav Yehuda tana Shor le karno yomavi le Sheinoi. Sorry, let's just read this again. Rav, my time will be like Shmuel. So Rav, why doesn't he say like Shmuel? What does Rav say? Rav says that Maveh means Odom, because Tana Shor v'chol midi de Shor, because in the term Shor, the first of the Amun Azikin, all the aspects of Shorak are included, and therefore Shade is covered already. Ushmuel Nami Yatana Leshor, so Shmuel also, we've got Shor at the beginning, surely that includes Shane. Omar Rav Yehuda Tana Shor Lekarno Mavil Shane. No, Shor means Keren and Mave means Shane. And further on the Gemara we'll discuss what happened to Regel. V'achik Omar, this is how the continuation of the Mishnah must then be learnt. Loi Re'i HaKeren She'en Hanol Lehezekoi K'Re'i HaShen She'yesh Hanol Lehezekoi. Keren, if Keren were learnt alone, Keren, there's no Hanol for the Nezek, and therefore we would not have been able to extract Shein from that principle. She'yesh Hanol Lehezekoi, because by Shein there is Hanol in the Nezek. Loi Re'i HaShen She'en Kavanos Lehezek K'Re'i HaKeren She'kavanos Lehezek. And likewise, if Shein were written alone, we wouldn't be able to learn out Keren, because Shein is Kavonos Olahazik, and Keren is Ein Kavonos Olahazik. Ach, the Gemara B'lav Kavachoymeru, it's Punk Fakert. Uma Shein, Shein Kavonos Olahazik, Chayev, Keren Shein Kavonos Olahazik, Lekol Shein. It should be exactly the other way around. Shein, which has got Kavonos Olahazik, Shein, which is Ein Kavonos Olahazik, if it's Chayev, Keren, which is Kavonos Olahazik, Kol Shein. And likewise on the first one. Shein, Keren, if the Torah would only have told us Keren, Keren, where there's no Hanol Le'ezeko, you Chayev. Shein, where there's Hanol Le'ezeko, Kol Shein, you should be Chayev. Let's stop there for a moment and do the Rashi. It says Rashi. Tanashur Le'Karen O'Mavel L'Sheinu. U'Lekam and Porik Regel Ma'Shairi. And the Gemara will further on deal with the question of why Regel has been left out. You've got to learn it this way, says the Rashi. Don't try, in order to understand the Havam in it, to twist the Loshon. You have to say that what it means is the ikos of Rachmono Keren, the Chayev, that had the Torah only told us Keren, Lo as Yashen Minay Shein would not have come. That's the only way to translate the term Loi Re'i Zeh K'Re'i Zeh. That had the first one been written, the second one could not have been learned from it. The Keren Ein Ano Le'ezeko Shein Yesh Ano Le'ezeko. Why? Because Keren Ein Ano Le'ezeko Shein Yesh Ano Le'ezeko. V'Loi Re'i Shein Shein Kavanosu D'Ikos of Rachmano Shein Lo'yati Keren Minei. For if the Torah had said Shein, I would not have learned Keren from it. Olach Yiporich V'Lav Kavachimiru. And that's why the Gemara asks. Ah, you'll ask that it's a Faket Enachanami. That's what the Gemara asks. That's the very reason that Keren should be able to learn out from Shein. The Gemara could equally have asked on the time of Kama. Because of Keren, have enough Shein minay bekal v'chomer. That if Keren was written, Shein could have been learned bekal v'chomer too. Uma Keren Shein ano lezeke chayiv. Just as Keren, which is not kosando, the way there's ano lezeke is chayiv. Shein where there's ano lezeke kol Shein. By lekeli terutzi. Ah, you might want to answer that you should be Mefarish the Mishnah in the following way. That you can explain the words of Rav Yehuda in the following way. The obvious thing you'll want to say is, no, what Rav Yehuda means is Faket. That if Shein were written, Keren couldn't be learnt. Because of Keren, exactly the other way around. And then there'll be no Kasha. Then you won't be able to say V'lav Kal V'chomer, then it will work out very nicely. Hai Lav Milsehi, that's not correct. She'en Ze Loshon Hashas. That's not the way the Gemara works. That's not the style of the Gemara. And therefore, although it will answer the kashas, it's not the style, you can't twist the words. Eloho Deboy Lemigmer Chavri Mineh, not it Bereshe. Whenever the Mishnah or the Gemara uses the terms Lo Re'izeh K'Re'izeh or Lo Harezeh K'Harezeh, it means that which one wants to learn the other one from, that from which one wants to deduce, Nakid Bereisha is mentioned first. So Loi Re'i A K'Re'i B means that had A been written, you couldn't learn B, and that's the only way to learn it. There is no other way to learn it. And you can see that in the Mishnah itself, where it says, and not these two, have a Ruach HaChaim like Esh, which doesn't. Because of Hanitati, Lo Yatzi Esh Mitarvayin. If these two were written, Esh could not have been learned from it. Alma, so we see, Kol Eche Diktani, Lo Re'izeh, K'Re'izeh, Ho Deboi Yigmuri Chavri Mineh, Nokit Bereisha. Whichever one wants to learn its friend from comes first. The one, the source of the limud is brought first. Kiritani must listen. Vachi ka'oma. Lo ri'izeh ki'izeh. En din ha'kosev b'zeh. Ro'i linhoig b'zeh. Lo ri'i l'pshat. From ri'i, Rashi is learning as ro'i. Lo ri'izeh. That the halacha of A is not fit to be learnt in B because they're different. A has a chumra which B doesn't have. And therefore B could not be learnt from A. Oh, so comes the question, what's the Havamina? The Gemara asks such an obvious kasha, what's the Havamina? So that Tosfos asks and answers. Let's learn the bottom Tosfos on the on Gimel Amud Beis. Loi ri hakeren she'ein ano lehezekei. Upshia posha, and he was therefore careless in the case of Keren. Shehoyolo lishmo shoyro, he should have watched the ox. Shebekal hoyo yochol l'shoimro, because he could have watched the ox carefully. Shein duchukul lahazik kiman shein anol lezeka. The ox hasn't got such a serious yetzahora to do the damage because he gets no anol from it. So it was easy to keep him. To guard an ox from eating is hard. The ox wants to eat, but the ox doesn't want to go. Therefore, to keep it from Keren is easier. Aval shein sheyesh hanol lezeke, but shein where he enjoys, he gets geschmack in the damage. Havi kein oynis, that's a bit of an oynis on the owner. Shelo hayo yochel l'shomer, you can't stop your ox from eating. Kol kach, kiman sha shein dochut lechol. When it comes to shein, he wants to eat. He's got a strong yetzer, he's got a strong tayvel anosoi. And on the other hand, v'lori yashen shein kavanosu l'azik, in shein there's no aggression. Vein yitzro tokfo, and therefore there's, from that point of view, there's no yitzro raf, as far as that. Uvikal yochel l'shomer, and if there's no aggression, it's easy to keep him. The ease is in a different sense. In the first case, when we talked about it's easy to keep him because there's no hanol ezeke, you can keep him away from the source of his damage. You can't keep an ox away from food, but you can keep him away from other oxen. And he doesn't crave to go and look out for oxen to go. But if there is another ox there, then says the Tosfos, it's easier to keep him. Then with Bashein it's easier because Bashein, he is not aggressive. So you can put him on a little string, and if he gives a little tug at the string and he can't get there, it's good, okay, so you bring him something else to eat. But where he's aggressive and he wants, he's got a yetzer to go and attack the other ox, he'll break the string. If he's in an aggressive mood, it's very hard to protect him. You need strong protection. With a kal yochel l'shomer, in the case of Shane, you can keep him easily. Kiriya keren, that's not like keren, the kavanos l'hazik, where he wants to damage, v'yitzro tokfo, and he has an aggressive passion, v'en yochel l'shomer kol kach yofen, and one can't guard him that easily. So Tosfos says the havamina is that what we're looking at is the relative ease of guarding, the relative ease of protection. And then it's very easy that what we're saying is, the responsibility of the owner must be viewed. Then we can say it's easy to keep an ox away, else Karen, one can keep him away from the object of his damage because he has no passion for the object. But to keep him away from food is very hard. When he sees the food, he wants it. And therefore I would say that if Shane is chayev, that can't teach me that if Karen is chayev, that can't teach me that Shane is chayev. For Karen, I should have just kept him away from other oxen. It wouldn't have been so difficult. And on the other hand, if I'm going to view it from the viewpoint of Hanor le'ezeko, there I'll say, fakir, to keep him away from other oxen is easy. He gets no nachas out of it. So if I keep him away, he's away. But from eating, there where he gets Hanor, it's very difficult to keep him away. And if I view it from Kavanos al-Hazik, there I'm going to view it from the aggression, where he wants to damage and he's aggressive. And little protection won't be strong enough. If he's in an aggressive mood, he'll break his little protection. I need major protection, and that perhaps the Balabos couldn't have been expected to do. So if the Torah tells me that for Shein Yurchayev, I would have thought for Shein Yurchayev, because it was easy to protect, the small string would have protected him. But Keren, which would have been very hard to protect him, you weren't expected to do so. So we need Keren to teach us also now that even in that case, the Balabos is required to do so as well. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. That I would have thought that the Chiyuv Nezikin is tied to the expectations of protection of the ox. Comes the Gemara and says, V'lav kal v'chomer, you know, it's the other way around. What we've got to say is, O'ma shen shen kavanos l'azik, chayev keren shen kavanos l'azik l'kol shen. We've now got to view it not from the expectations of the Balabo. Of course you have to be shomer your money. He's yours, he belongs to you. Shmiros on alecho, you're supposed to watch him. Hezeka Motsui, it's to be expected that he can cause damage, and that's the end of the story. If you don't know how to look after an ox, you shouldn't have an ox. There's no question that you're expected to protect him. The question is, what kind of damage are you chayev for? So if I would have been told that Shein Shein Kamros Lazik, that you're even chayev for non-aggressive damage, how much more so are you going to be chayev if your animal was aggressive? That's all the more reason that you should be chayev. And vice versa, if I'm told that you're chayev for Karen, I would say if you're chayev for Karen where there's no hano, he just did it, he got a meshugasim kop and he went and gored, and you're chayev nevertheless, kol shchein, that you've got to be chayev where he has hano from the nezek. So the Gemara switches it around and says, we're not looking at it from the viewpoint of the protective, of the chiyuv to protect, we're looking at it from the viewpoint of predictability, the amount of aggression, the extent to which it is really a deliberate act of nezek. Stan, what did you have difficulty with this Rashi? Okay.
I think we did.
Got you right, okay. Answer the Gemara now. Itzrich says Rashi. What does Itzrich mean? Itzrich lemichtav Keren. Now, Keren could not be learned from Shein. What do you want to say? That if the Gemara would have told me Shein, if the Torah would have told me Shein, which is ein kavanos lahazik, I would have said kol Shein Keren, which is kavanos lahazik. No. I need Karen to be told nevertheless. I would have thought that I could learn from the case of Eved V'Amo. What is in the case of Eved V'Amo? Lav afagav the kavanos lahazik afilo achi p'tiri. And Eved V'Amo, even though they deliberately caused damage, the balabos is potur, hachanami loishno. Here too, I would have said it makes no difference. Had I only had Shein, I would have said Kavanosu Lahazik is not a factor in Nezek in this Kemomen, because just as an Eved Ve'amo is my Momen, and they cause damage, yet I'm Potter, even though Kavanosu Lahazik. So I wouldn't have learned, I wouldn't have known that Shein was Kavanosu Lahazik. It's Ein Hano Le'ezekel, therefore it's less than Shein. I, Kavanosu Lahazik, we see from Eved Ve'amo that Kavanosu Lahazik is not a factor. Amar Ravashi, to Eved Ve'amo Lav Taimer Rabu Isbehu. There's an exceptional reason for Eved V'Amo. You can't learn it from there. What's that? Shema Yakni Tena Rabba V'Yelech V'Yadlik Adishu Shechaveru V'Nim Tzazem Mechayev Es Rabba Me'amone B'chol Yom. We mustn't let the African population learn this Gemara. If you want to get, because here you are chayev for your Eved V'Amo, I imagine, or not. It would be chayev for your Eved V'Amo. If your employee is going to do some damage, you're chayev.
If it's in the course of the duty.
Only in the course of the duty. So they can, every time, instead of causing strikes, they can do much better. They can be mazik people. And the balabos will possibly go bankrupt, that's all. Every time they'll cause damage. And every time they have an argument with the... Well, they'll do it in a way it's not deliberate. They'll do it in a way where it's not deliberate. It's not so easy to do it. It's not so difficult to find non-deliberate ways of doing it. Your customer comes to see you. Your customer comes to see you, so your driver will go up to the customer and say, sorry, you've just parked in a difficult place. I've got to move something past there. Can I move your car, please? And he'll say, sure, and give the Rolls Royce keys to the driver, and he'll destroy the car. Sorry. I didn't realize. Who has to pay? The balabos will have to pay. Every time you have an argument with the balabos, there's something you can do. So in order to avoid that, not to give the tool to the Eved V'Amo of getting his balabos into trouble, the Torah removes that chiyuv and says, no, the balabos is positive. That's why, so I wouldn't have had any havamina that kavonos lahazik is not a factor in nezik. Of course it's a factor in nezik. I, Eved V'Amo is exceptional. Elaprichach here, this is how it needs to ask. Merely switches it around, stays with its second approach that what's important is not the expectation of protection of the animal, that of course you chayav to protect its degree of nezek, and by switching it around, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it can, that we needed both of them, and if we only had one, we would not be able to learn the other one from it. Says Rashi, it's dichle michtav kerin, afil achip turin kitamirin beferek achivel, ha'eved v'ho isho pegiyoson ro. If one is damaged by an eved or an isho, one is in trouble. Achivel v'hin chayev v'hin shechov lo ba'achirin p'turim. If you damage them, you're chayev, but if they damage you, they're potter. So keep away from other people's avodim and noshim. Says the Gemara, love time. Rabbi is blue. Im chayvis le kol shor shiachisoi a rabbi yerech viadik kedisha shel chaverik de lechayvis rabbi. If you're going to make the master chayev every time that the master and the eved have an argument, the eved will go and light somebody's field and put somebody's field on fire, and the eved will have to pay. It'll be a way of causing damage to his balabos. Therefore, they removed that chiyuv. Yeah.
That stage, I mean, before we got
before we knocked off. It was only answering the Kirin. But the Mishnah says Lori is on both sides, therefore you can't learn the Mishnah that way.
No, but the thing is that the intent was to answer it one way, but it wasn't an answer at all. It was that another way. That was the bringing of Amaziz is really a non.
No, why?
Because the only answering on that side, but the other side still stands the Kalopem in another way.
And therefore, if Shane was there, I couldn't have learned Kerin. If Shane was there, I couldn't have learned. So we're remaining with that if Shane was there, I couldn't have learned Kerin. If Shane was there, I couldn't have learned Kerin. So what is Pshat in the Mishnah when it says Lo Ri'i Hashem Kiriya Kerin? Lo Ri'i Hashem Kiriya Shane. What's Pshat? How are you going to learn that? Forget, but you can't learn. Yes, you've got to redefine the first one, and the male of the other one has to follow. Yes, sure.
Because the Mishnah brings back
both sides. Yeah. Otherwise, you won't be able to be mefarish the Mishnah. Love time. Rabbi is behu the im bechayvus lekosho shechuzim elo prichayim ahachi loy ri ashur kriya mavi diktani b'maslisin hachi koma loy ri hakeren shekavonosu lahazik kahari ashen shein kavonosu lahazik elo lahanosu biskavenis. Interesting that Rashi here connects the two. It's not kavona lahazik. So what is it kavona? Hano. The two are mutually exclusive. Hilkach ikos of keren. Therefore, if Kerin was written, Shane could not be learned. Because of Shane, Lui, Asya Kerin Mine. That's how the Gemara concludes it. Ask the Gemara of a regular Mashaire. So, according to the man de Omar that Mave is Shane, we've got Kerin and we've got Shane. Where is Regal? Answer the Gemara, Kishizi Chava Mazik, the Tulia Regal. That's what the Mishnah means at the end, where it says, it gives a general principle, and says, Kishi is a chava mazik, that's talking about regal. Velitne behedia, says the Gemara, why poor regal left out for the general principle? Let it also be given a specific case. Elo ama rova, so the Gemara retracts, and rova says, Tana shoyu leragloi umave l'sheinu. Shoyu is regal, and mave is shein. Vachike ama loy ru'i, and it's not keren and shein, it's regal and shein. In the Mishnah of Achikoma, Lo Riyah Regel Shezek Motzer Kriyashin Shein Ezek Motzer Lo Riyah Shein Sheishan Olezek Kriyash Regel Shein Anolezek. The Kerin My Shaira. So the contract, the questions that we've left out. Kerin, what have you gained? Keshizik Chava Mazik to your Kerin. So let's try and say the same thing that the Keshizik Chava Mazik comes to include Kerin. Also the Gemara Velitne Behedie. So why doesn't the Mishnah list it as one of the four? Answer the Gemara: B'mu'odim mitchilosun kamayri, b'tamim v'lesof mu'odim lo kamayri. The four all have a common denominator now, and that is that they're all nezek sholim, and only the kerin is chatzin nezek for the first times and becomes nezek sholim only afterwards, and therefore it's not mentioned specifically as one of the arba avos nezikin, but it is included in the general principle of kishihizik chava mazik. Says Rashi: V'regel mai avid leitana demaslisin deloy tani. Why is regel left out? Shairi bitmi, if you left it up, hachikama, hachik tani mas nisin la rea shoka rea mavi hachikama. This which the Mishnah said, la rea shoka rea mavi, this is what it means. Regil hezeka matzo ilkech lu asu shein mine. Regil uboir shein ve'esh, all of those four, mu'odu mitchilosim l'sholim nezek shalim, l'sholim nezek shalim. Inasmuch as you've got to pay nezek shalim from the beginning, they are all mu'odu. Why does Rashi put it that way? Mu'ah doesn't apply. That's right. Warned with Edim and all that. So it doesn't. The word mu'ah doesn't apply to Boyer and to Esh. That's how he defines. Can we get to have a look at the Rambam? That's very interesting. Put it on handy. Thanks. What's a Perek Beis? Ma'aseh Dalad. How is it Ma'aseh Shadarko La'Asoyse Tomid Keminag Briyose? One who does an action which it normally does continuously as it was created, who are Nikramuad? Ba'Meshane Va'Ose Ma'aseh She'in Derech Kol Mina La'Asos, and something which does an unusual thing, Ken Tomid Kigon Shoy Shenoga Chonosha, who are Nikrotam? So tam is the unusual one. Mu'ad is the natural one. Tam is unnatural. That's how the Rambam learns it. Anything more explicit than that, Eric? Yeah. Yeah, it seems. Where does it come to Eish and Bor? What Perek? Yes, it says Rashi that the what it's mu'ad is in as much as it pays nezek shalim. The lo polig rachmona ben tam lemu'ad ena ben negicha. Rashi explains because the chiluk of tam and mu'ad only applies by negicha. So that means in other cases there's no chiluk. So which is the normal one? What's the chiddush of the Torah? Is tam the chiddush or is mu'ad the chiddush? That we see in the Rambam. Tam is the chiddush. Tam is the deviation from the norm. Therefore, where there's no chiluk, mu'ad is the norm. Says the Gemara, Ushmuel my time eloy omar karav. Good, so now we know why Rav doesn't say like Shmuel, because show b'chol mini the show, but why does Shmuel not say like Rav? Amar lecha isal kedaitech odom. If you want to say that it's odom, hoktani sefer shoyer hamuad, v'shoyer hamazik birushus hanizak v'ha'odom. In the second part of our Mishnah, which we haven't learned yet, it says there shoyer is muad. And a shoyer who damages in Rishus HaNizak, in the property of the damaged person, b'ha Odom. So you see that Odom comes later, v'litni b'reisha, b'niske momen, v'litni b'reisha. Why is Odom not mentioned in the Reisha? So that's why Shmuel learns. That's why Shmuel learns that it's shame, because Odom comes later. Ask the Gemara of Litni Bereisha. Why Taka does it come in the second part? But is Kemomen Kamayri Beniske Gufalo Kamayri? Because the first part is talking about Niske Momen, not Niske Gufa. Not a person damaging himself, but a person's property causing the damage. Rav Nami Oktani Odom B'Sefer. So how does Rav deal with the fact that Odom is mentioned later on in the Sefer? How can Odom be mentioned in the Resha? Omloch Rav Ha'u L'mechashve B'Hadi Mu'odim. Who the Ata? The Sefer comes to show you that Odom is a Mu'ad. But to record that Odom is a Mazik, that comes in the Resha. U'mai L'Hare, and how does the Lo Hare work according to Shmuel? Hakigama. Lo Riyah Shoy Shemeshalem is a Kufir, Kiriyah Odom Shemeshalem is a Kufir. You can't learn Odom from Shoy, because Shoy pays Kufir, so you see there's a Tzad Chomer in Shoy. The Lo Riyah Odom Shechayv Ba'abadvorim, Kiriyah Shoy Shein Ba'abadvorim. And on the other hand, there is a Chomer in Odom, because if an Odom damages another human being, he pays Arba Dvorim. He's got to pay Shevis, Ripui, Tsar, and Boishes. He has to pay medical expenses, and unemployment, and humiliation, and pain. Whereas for a show, those things don't have to be paid. Hatzad HaShove Shobim Shedarken Lahazik. The Tzad HaShove is that they normally cause damage. It's to be expected that both Odom and Shur will cause damage. B'chishor darko l'hazik, ask the Gemara, does a Shur normally damage? B'mu'ad, yeah, in those areas in which a Shur is mu'ad, it's normal. Either Kerin after three times, or Shein v'regel from the beginning. U'mu'ad darko l'hazik, and even if he's a mu'ad, if he's a negicha, a Kerin, is that called darko l'hazik, that's normal for him to damage? Answer the Gemara, kivan de'iyayit urchehu. Yes, once he becomes a mu'ad, it becomes normal. That also is an allusion of the Rambam. But a mu'ad is not just, well, some magical thing. A mu'ad means that now that's part of his nature. And you need to know that that's part of his nature and protect him accordingly. So it seems to be all on Kerin. But this is all going according to Shmuel. Rava said, sorry, this is all according to Rav.
This is
Rav, but this whole thing of Odom HaMazik is all according to Rav. Rav, but according to Rav, what is Shur? It's called me the Dishur. Yeah, but this piece of Gemara is not going according to Shmuel. Right. Right. And the second one is certainly talking about Mu'ad being Keren, so the Chorah of the first one is Regal.
No, the first and second one is Mu'ad.
Right.
What is Mu'ad in Chilosan?
But it's Chilosan Dafke. We need to look at that. Could be. That could be the reason that the Gemara starts off assuming that it's Regal. It's Tanishor the Ragdos. Only that Keren is that the first one is Keren. It's only right at the end that Rob is forced into saying that it's. Odom Dalkul Hazik? Is it normal for a human being to be Mazik? Answers the Gemara by Yoshi. When is asleep? Those were wonderful times. Eh? The Gemara is amazed. Odom Dalkul Hazik? Where do you find human beings with Mazikim? Answers the Gemara, when they're sleeping, they're Mazik. Today it's Faket. And is Odom not a Mazik? When he's asleep, he's not a Mazik. Yoshi Dalkul Hazik? And there's a Yosh and Dalkul Hazik, Kibben Dekai, Vefoshet Ulchihu. Yes, in sleep one stretches out and moves around, And therefore, it's to be expected that there could be damage caused even without realizing it. And here you see the essence of Urche. Urche is, what does it mean, Darke Lazik? What does Darke Lazik mean? Subconscious, that you don't even notice you're doing it. It's a habit. That's the essence of it, that it's a habit. The human being in his if there's Kavona Lazik, it's not Darke Lazik. So what does it come out with? A muad, a shoyu's muad? It's no longer kavonos lazik at the end of that, really. It's darkul lazik. It becomes part of him. The kavon and the darko are two opposite things, really. Ushmiros olecha, that's an interesting concept in the whole concept of derech. The derech is that aspect. The derech is you could then translate as style. Style has to be something that you're not conscious of. What you say, you're conscious of. The style, you that's going to be your derech. That already comes unconsciously. Derech has to be that part of it which is not conscious. Darke lahazik, says Rashi. There we learn that if a shor goes into the property of the nizak and damages, there he has to pay full damages. That keren b'rishus hanizak is different, and there one has to pay nizak sholeh. That we learn when we get there. Benizke mamoino benizokin shemamoino mazik mairi reisha. Nizke mamoino, it says Rashi, doesn't mean damage to one's property, but damage by one's property. Benizokin shemamoino mazik, where one's property is the mazik, mairi reisha. That's what the reisha is talking about. Benizke gufo shehu atzmo mazik loy mairi. But where the person is the mazik, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Hoktoni odom b'sefer v'lamalei l'mitni b'reisha. Odom is mentioned in the second part of the Mishnah. Why is it necessary to mention him also in the first part? Ve'mechashve b'hadi mu'odim hu da'atom. Says the Gemara, that comes to count him among the mu'odim. Diktani chamisho tamim v'chamisho mu'odim. There are five tamim and five mu'odim. V'kachoshiv lu v'ozon, the Gemara counts them up. The Mishnah counts them up. Umay loy harei, diktani b'maslisim lo harei ashok harei amave, l'rav domo amave ze odom. According to Rav, who learned that amave is odom, how does he learn the loy harei? Show mu'ad shenogach odom umeis, m'shalim kofer. Show mu'ad who's nogach a person, pays kofer. Hilkach ikos of sholu, ask your odom inei. Therefore, if Shoh would have been brought, Odom would not be learnt. The Odom shen horag is chaveiroi b'meizid ne'erag b'shoige goylev eina m'shalim kofer. Because if a human being kills another human being, b'meizid, he is killed, and if it's b'shoige, he goes into golus, but there's no kofer. Why is there no kofer? Because kim le'med rabim inei. Because Kim Lema Drabimine, that's why there's no kofir. If a person gets miso, he doesn't pay money. The money is poti, he gets the more severe damage, he gets a more severe punishment, he is released from the lighter punishment.
Kofir means giving a soul, he has not to give
the kapora, but that's part of kim lemedabimene, that you don't need that kapora because of the principle of kim lemedabimene, you don't need the mandatory kapora. Since the whole purpose of oinish is kapora, the rabimene is the kapora. Of damages, it doesn't make sense. In civil law, the kim lemedabimene doesn't make sense, so because he goes to golus, I don't get paid. But since the whole purpose of punishment is kapora, there it does make sense. But it's askim lemidrabimine. So is that because it's kala, because it's chomer? Is odom released from kofer because it's lighter than behema, or because it's more severe than behema? Is it a kula or a chumra that is potter from kofer? It's a chumra. He's potter from kofer because he has misa. What kind of tour is that? So why can't you learn the Kal Vachomer? And a behema gets kofer because it never gets, because that's all, there's no kim lemed rabim in it. Kol shchein and odom, who doesn't get kofer only because of kim lemed rabim in it, kol shchein, it's even worse. That's totally this kasha. That we'll have to deal with. Odom achivu b'chavir chayiv b'arba dvorim, a person who who strikes another person is chayav four things. Tzar ripui shevis avoshis, aval nezik loy kachoshiv. Tshonami nezik mishalem. Hay, there's nezik as well. Lechamish odvorim. What about nezik? What about damages? That we don't talk about because that's common both to the shor hamazik and to the odom hamazik. Aval b'hanach arba dvorim eino chayav. But for these four things, it's not chayev.
In the
Chovim,
he's mentioning
Nezikos. Kidemazik, Kidemazik, as we learn, that Nezik apply, that these apply, if a man gives, causes a wound to his friend, a man to his friend, and not a show to his friend. Ask the Gemara, Ushmiroson Olecho? But if it's talking about Odom Hamazik, is Shmiroson Olecho? Odom Shmiras Gufay Olov. And Odom, it's not Shmiras Gufay Olov. Odom is not somebody else's responsibility. It's your own responsibility. What Shmiroson Olecho? Their Shmiro is upon you. That means we're talking about two people, the Odom Hamazik and his Balabos. What does it mean? Ulatamech Odomor Otani Karno. Arba obis nezikin v'odom echol mem. What about you? What are you going to do with Karma's brisa where he learns that there are four obis nezikin and he includes odom as one of them? As one of them, odom shmiras gufay olovu. There too, odom has to look after himself. He's not somebody else's momen. Elo kedom ele Rabbi Avu letano tni odom shmiras gufay olov. When you're talking about Odom, you must learn Shminas Gufay Olov. He is responsible to look after himself. Odom Shminas Gufay Olov. In the case of Odom, although the Mishnah doesn't detail it, you've got to learn it as Shminas Gufay Olov, not Ushmiros Son Alecho, but Shminas Gufay Olov. His responsibility for his own body is upon himself. Says Rashi. Rav who says that Shor and all Mili Deshor is included, how can it say, if Keren is one of those listed, how can it say Darko Lahazik? Keren is not Darko Lahazik. On Shmuel, there's no such kashus as Rashi, because Shmuel is talking about Regel, and Regel is Darko Lahazik. The kayif of Foshit, the human being, stretches out es raglof. He stretches out his legs and he can damage with his legs. Urcheyu l'shaber kelim shibetzad margulusov, and therefore it is normal that he will damage anything which is left by his feet. B'kaporich mai hai dektani yushmiroson olecho loshon zeh in ashayach ele benizke mamayna. The loshon of yushmiroson olecho applies to your property. That cannot be used with one's own damage. Achinamitzni odom shmiras gufay olov v'hod iktani yushmiroson olecho asha'ora, and this which is shmiroson olecho, that's not talking about odom en achinami, it's not accurate loshon for odom, that's really going on the other nezikin on the moment. Matkif lo Rav Meri v'eimu mave ze'a mayim, asks Rav Meri, let's learn that mave is mayim k'dichtiv k'gdoyach ish, fire burns and water is placed there, it is boiled by the fire. But you see that tive is by mayim. Ask the Gemara miksiv mayim novu tive eishksiv. It doesn't say mayim. It doesn't say novu in the plural. It says tive in the singular. That means it's going on the fire, not on the water. Says Rashi. Emo mavi ze amayim shim shoyfich odom meim avli rishus harabim uvoach evenot fukelov chayiv ashoyfchon. If somebody pours water into rishus harabim, and somebody else comes and gets wet there, his clothes get wet as a result of it, then the one who poured it should be chayev. That should be a nezik of mayim. It could be because it starts in Rosh Hashayochid. It's a little like Eish, isn't it? It starts in Rosh Hashayochid and goes into Rosh Hashayochid, but maybe there's no koach acher. So there's no wind involved. Although there's the force of gravity is not really a koach acher. Yeah, and it's kavanos and lahazik. It's not it's this deliberate intent. Well, it's not really kavanos and lahazik. He's just pouring his water out. Kigdach ish hametim kemosha ish soyev dover hanimas kigunzef it's b'shayve v'chol minei revav. Hamosim it is not hametim. Hamosim. Just as fire burns or causes the melting, fire melts down anything which can be melted, such as pitch and wax and anything else which is can be melted. Mayim tive esh v'chamayim shemeva'abi mesaresh. And like water which causes the fire to bubble. K'shnoisim mayim ala esh nasim kimina ba'abubus haratichlis. When you pour water on the fire, it bubbles away. So the question is, what the word tive, is that the bubbling of the water on the fire? Is it the fire that makes the bubbles or the water that makes the bubbles? The Sefer Dikra Akiyud Lo'idiya Shemecho Letzorecho Kein Todiya Shimcho Letzorecho Kishita Abdei Min Ha'ilom. So also you will make your effect felt on your enemies when you destroy them from the world. You need to know why Rashi brings that Sefer. Why does Rashi tell us that? What are we going to do with our sugya? Took him very often, I brought in part and in the relevant part. Rashi somehow seems us to want to know what the subject matter is over there. Well, we can answer it now with the mashal. We can answer it. Got to get back on Esav. The whole thing, we're only asking about Mat with its makor in Esav. It can't stand being a pasuk wherever the word appears. It's got to be related to Esav. You can see from the grammar that it's not going on the water. It's strange, isn't it? Just perhaps it's just so coincidental. It's coincidental. It's Eish. It can't be Eish. We see by Esav that the word Mave is used again. And it's not Eish because Eish is Hever. And Shein Veregel could be included in Shor. So it would seem to be either it's not grammatically correct, the others also weren't grammatically correct. Tive esh ksiv the mashmasha esh mevabei amayim the tive loshen yochid veloshen the kevo. Tive is feminine and singular, so it's the fire which causes the water. Rashi is learning that esh is feminine. That's also funny. Matkif lo rav zvid attacks rav zvid ba'em mavezei esh. Dichi ksiv tive ba'eshu dichtiv. No, so learn that Mave is Eish then. Very good. So you've shown that that word grammatically is going on Eish. Let's say Mave means Eish. Ihachi maya Mave va'hever. After the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah mean by Mave, which is Hever? That the Mishnah is telling us what Mave means. Ihachi Abba, Shloisho Abu. Then the Mishnah starts with Abba of his Nizik, and it should be Shloisho, not Abba. V'chita teim etana shor de isbetati. Eyes, but you could get around that as well. It's going very nicely. The Mishnah, the Gemara is trying to say that this would be the way to go. That we could say even the Dalit is okay because Shorb includes two, it's Shein and Regel, and then you've got Boer, and then you've got Esh. That would be the four. Then you wouldn't be able to learn the continuation of the Mishnah. That would include Esh, Mai Ruachayim Ispe, the two Mai Kahare HaEsh. And furthermore, what does it mean, Loise Vezeh Kahare HaEsh? That it wouldn't be able to say Esh is like Esh, that wouldn't work at all. Says Rashi. This betati shein v'regel the keren lekachoshiv de betamim kamayri. Not talking about keren because we've already established we're talking about tamim, meaning the first time. My loyze v'zed iktani madit nashur umave loyze v'zed shur and mave on the one hand cannot be compared sheish ben ruachaim because they were ruachaim v'imave haino esh miis ben ruachaim, and if mave is esh then where's the ruachaim? Therefore it can't go on that. The up till here is the end of the introduction to the Masechta. This is Porsche, just the introduction to what it's all about. After this, the Gemara starts getting more deeply into the Ovis Nezikin, which I want to do as well before we go back to the beginning of the Perek, because I said I would like to get up to the next Mishnah on Daf Tes, if possible, still this year. And it's for that reason that I want to have a shir this week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, so that we can move ahead a little bit. What you've got to realize is, particularly, it applies with everything, but particularly in Bekiyas learning, where you're short of time, and if we're talking about doing a daf in an evening, what's it not possible? Doing an omid in an evening. You're doing omid in an evening, and an evening is let's say, an hour. An omid is an hour. And how many evenings are there in the week that you're learning? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 5. That means that if you're 10 minutes late each evening,